USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at the White House coronavirus briefing Sunday, asking Americans not to hoard. He's spoken with the heads of many, many grocery stores across the country and promises shelves will be stocked.
They're going to work 24 hours around the clock keeping their stores stocked. I would like to say that people shouldn't go out and buy. We're going to all be great. We're going to be so good.
The president goes on to tell reporters in the briefing room,
we're going to do what's happened with the Fed is phenomenal news. What's happening with all of these incredible companies is phenomenal news. But you don't have to buy so much. Take it easy. Just relax. People are going in and they're buying more. I remember, during the conversation, Doug of Walmart said that they're buying more than they buy at Christmas. Relax. We're doing great. It all will pass.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My mother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Continuing now with our coronavirus coverage here on USA Radio News, lots and lots of schools closed as the number of those infected on the rise. USA Radio's Wendy King takes a look.
Around the world, the disease has forced the closure of schools, businesses, sporting events, entertainment, and travel, including by air and cruise ships. For the past week, Italy has been under lockdown, including Milan, where the outbreak is concentrated. France has announced that all places that are not essential will be closed, including restaurants, cafes, cinemas, and clubs. And in Spain, the wife of Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez tested positive for the virus. The nation joined Italy in ordering a nationwide lockdown, banning people from leaving their home. South Korea has reported 76 new coronavirus cases. The numbers have grown, with hundreds of thousands of people being tested, far more than any other nation. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Young people being urged to take the coronavirus seriously. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says younger people should not be under the misconception that they're not at risk from the coronavirus.
The virus isn't a mathematical formula. There are going to be people who are young who are going to wind up getting seriously ill. So protect yourself.
And Fauci reminds that even if young people don't get seriously ill from it, they can still spread the virus.
Even though you don't get seriously ill, you could bring it to a person that would bring it to your grandfather.
He spoke on CNN's State of the Union.
Coming up next month on April 19th, it will be 25 years since the Oklahoma City bombing at the Murrah Federal Building, and there are plans in the works to remember the 168 innocent people killed and the almost 700 people injured in the terrorist truck bombing. USA Radio's John Hunt with a preview.
Oklahoma City has plans to honor the victims of the 1995 bombing that shocked the nation in what remains the deadliest act of domestic terrorism in U.S. history. This will be the 25th year anniversary of the April 19, 1995 attack on the federal building that left 168 people dead. Organizations throughout the city are making special observations through art. The Oklahoma City Ballet is planning multiple performances, including one choreographed to songs by country singer Vince Gill, an Oklahoma native.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.